visions. Once somebody sees visions, very hard to deal with them. And he saw visions, the Virgin Mary came to him, and Jesus came to him, and the saints and the angels, and he was introduced to the Pope by his friend, and the Pope had Yehoshua Lorki describe all of these visions. And they went to work together, the two apostates, and they were successful in converting about 50 leading Jewish citizens and intellectuals of Spain, who then proceeded to sign a document to their fellow Jewish brethren, in effect saying that the jig is up. We realize that Christianity is now the wave of the future. It is the religion, and that it's nonsense to hold back, and that the only way the Jewish community will survive in Spain is to convert, and inviting open conversion. And it caused a wave of momentum on the side of conversion. Again, Chasda ibn Kreskis opposed it in his Sefer Or Hashem. There is a second book of the time written by Rabbi Isaac ben Moshe Halevi Duran. His name was, he was called the Prophet Duran, the Master Duran. He was not a member of the rock group, but he is the author of a book called Maase Eifod, which is again a very strong attack upon Christianity. And the more successful Christianity was in obtaining conversions, the more violent the reaction of the remaining Jews to Christianity was. We will have here, for this 100 years, a no-holds-barred polemic between the two. The Jews will say things that they never dared say before or since about Christianity. And in this book, Maase Eifod, he points out all of the weaknesses in Christianity. He ridicules the argument of the virgin birth. He ridicules the idea of the Trinity. Points out that the church is anything but the receptacle of love and honor and peace in the world. And he is a firm believer that a strong offense is the best defense. Until his time, the Jews were content in defending Judaism. His is the first book that no longer defends Judaism. His book attacks head-on in a strong and frightening fashion all the ideas of Christianity. He also wrote a book called Zichron Hashmodos, which means a record of the persecutions. It's an eyewitness account of the persecutions that took place in Spain during this period of time. And this type of book led to a third book, which is the strongest book possible. The book is called Klimas Hagoyim, which literally means the shame of the Gentiles. And that book, the Jews were afraid of the book. That's how strong the book was. But the book had a tremendous effect upon the Jews. It almost turned the tide, because I don't know how to put it, but I think you'll again empathize and understand. Sometimes you hear somebody say something in words that you yourself have felt all the time, but you